Hey, it's Playhouse in the Morning, 1-84, the number one hit music station, Zero MKE. Appreciate you listening to the Playhouse today. Now, every once in a while, a member of the Playhouse family just wants your feedback. That's what we do.
It's group therapy with the Playhouse in the Morning.
All right, Lisa discovered something and she worries it's a red flag about their relationship or if it's completely unrelated. Roll through there, Lisa.
Yeah, so I've been dating this guy for a while. He's pretty cool, but he told me he cheats on his taxes. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know. I don't know if that sounds silly, if that's, like, not a big deal that people, like, worry about, if that's something, like, lots of people do. But I'm just wondering, I don't know, I'm having, like, this weird moral, like, dilemma. Like, does this mean something? Like, is this going to translate somewhere else down the line? Like, does he have no integrity, or is it like, no, that's the thing, like, it's fine, people cheat on their taxes sometimes, whatever. Like, I don't know, it just feels weird.
I do have to worry about him being a bad person to be in a relationship with because he's chosen to cheat on his taxes.
He's in jail.
Maybe wouldn't you ever share finances with a fella. I don't know if I'd ever want to file. Make sure you always file individually. That's my first advice.
Yeah, would she get in trouble, though, if it's still his taxes?
If you were married, I guess. Yeah, if married, filing joint.
Yeah, taxes. Don't file joint. Yeah. Don't do it. Mm-mm.
It is weird because when you talk, I don't think anyone speaks it out loud, but the whole idea of taxes is to try to get away with, like, as much as you can. If that makes sense. And, like, when you talk to a tax pro, it's like, let's find every deduction we can possibly find on this thing, right? So that's the kind of the premise of it is lying. Yeah.
But somebody's going to get licked into by the IRS
it.
That works EY94 and it's you.
I like, what is he lying on?
How much?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I think I do my own taxes and I'm constantly terrified that I'm going to get caught doing something bad, even though I'm not. Like, I don't claim anything. I just do it the most basic thing ever, and I hardly get any money back.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's a chance that even if it was wrong, you could just be like, listen, I didn't know what I was doing.
Yes.
I just did this by myself. And be like, okay, gotcha.
See, I'm blown away, though, because, like, you get, like, remember, it's like the Trump tax stuff, where it was like, oh, he only paid this much money in taxes, and it was like, you had two sides of it, which was like, oh, he's a cheater and liar, and other ones are like, hey, he just played the system really well, and you should learn how to play the system better.
I wish I knew how to play the system.
I don't know how to play the system, yeah.
I know, this year, I think I'm going to have someone else do them for me.
TurboTax?
No, that's how I do it self. I mean, I want to, like, pay an individual.
To dig.
Yeah. Is there, what else can I claim?
Yeah. They got to get their, they got to make their fees worth out of it too.
Mm-hmm.
So they really want to dig.
Sounds a little bit like you should be marching up boss's office saying, listen, wants to do an endorsement deal. Find me a tax man.
Hey, aren't we supposed to have our W-2s by now?
They are literally in your account.
Oh.
Yeah. It's right here.
You got them. You want to know what you click? The thing that says W-2.
Oh, I thought we got like a paper one.
No, that's all digital, man.
Oh, okay.
They've been in there for a while.
I was going to say, I've had it for a long time then, because I know I've had it in my digital, like in my online.
Yeah, it's just been sitting there. You think it's a red flag this fella cheats on his taxes or nah?
Nope.
No?
He may cheat on me.
Okay, so you're I misunderstood you at first. So you do think so. You're worried he might cheat on you if he cheated on his taxes. I don't know if cheating on Uncle Sam's the same as cheating on your like significant other. It is different.
He's sticking it to the man.
Yeah, I mean, there's that, too. You really are going to have your stuff looked at hard.
Yeah, me and Wesley Snipes are going to be real tight.
Cellmates at this rate. Cellmates. Hello.
No way. I don't think so. Who doesn't cheat on the taxes? I mean, if you can get away with a little bit, fine. But if it's a big thing, then I say watch out. But nah, it's usually not a big deal.
Okay. So she's with a guy. He apparently in conversation was like, guess what? I cheat on my taxes, which is rule number one. It's like Fight Club. You're not supposed to tell everybody.
Right.
You know, talk about how you cheat on your taxes, but definitely did. What would you do with that information? Would you be worried that's a bad person to be in a relationship with? 237, it's text 35270 for the Playhouse. It's Playhouse 194, group therapy with Lisa today, trying to figure out, I mean, if a guy says, hey, do you know I cheat on my taxes? Is that a red flag that he might be a bad fella to be in a relationship with? Hello.
Ooh, I'm just saying, if he cheats on his taxes, like, is he a cheap MF? Like, is he going to, like, buy me soft purses? Like, is he going to lie to me about things? I think cheating on your taxes, I say red flag on that.
You know, I'm actually surprised how many people are like, you know, this is maybe a character issue. That, because we're seeing some of that in text, too.
Also, if he's buying knockoff purses, I would take them. Who cares? No one's going to know. I would be happy with that. You want to buy me knockoff purses? Go ahead.
No one's going to know.
Yeah, no one's going to know. Someone did say, if this is a relationship that can result in marriage, I would run. Someone else said, cheating is usually extremely common for, like, rich people. If he's just making medium income, I doubt he's really cheating anything, just kind of cheating on deductions, and I don't think that's a huge issue. Mm-hmm. Someone else said, you should break up with this guy. It's going to catch up to him eventually, and do you really want to help him having to pay more in taxes or what can happen to him legally?
Well, I'm curious what the cheating is. Because, like, a good tax person knows how to get you as much money back as possible. So I wouldn't be like, that guy's just better at cheating taxes. He just knows more how to get more stuff off.
I'm not cheating. I'm just better at it.
I'm just better.
The average person, maybe. Lisa, we're kind of seeing things on both sides. I guess, do you have an inkling here? Is it something you're going to raise a stink about? You're going to let it go?
I think, yeah, you know what? It's not that big of a deal. I mean, obviously, if this really goes any further and we end up, like, together, we might have to talk about it, you know, joint tax type situation. But I think for now, it's like, you know, yeah, like, he confided in me, which means he obviously sees me as, you know, someone to keep around for now. And I'm just, you know, I'm going to live and let live. It's not what I do, but it's what he does. And that's totally fine. And I'm not going to use it to judge him on other things he might do, you know, in the future or whatever. I think they're completely separate.
So with you, I am. My favorite part of what you just said is that it's implied that you, the reason you know you're serious and that he's like totally into you is because he confided that he totally cheats on his taxes. It must be serious. He told me about his crimes.